My name is Amy Woschek-Schmidt, and I'll be reading my poem, Filling the Feeder with the Sobering Sweet. Filling the feeder with the sobering sweet. From the nectar I have forged, the hummingbird is drawn to drink. Sugar, number one. Countries away, a man stands at the edge of a field with a lit match. He touches the flame to a leaf, green as the ocean just beyond it. Soon the sky will cradle thick smoke in its wide arms. The man will pick ash from each bite of beans he lifts to his mouth. He will doze as the dry fronds, dead from the sugary heart's neglect, burn quickly away. There is no smell more crucial to him than that of cane on the verge of scorched. Number two. All night long, a knife is wielded against a rod. Sweat breaks out along every bit of skin, beating like crystals on the brow. Chopped fine as gravel that forms the treacherous road he travels home each morning, the fibrous pulp oozes a sweet syrup his daughters will clamor to lick from his rough fingers, the sun shimmering on their dark, sleep-matted hair. Number three. Etched by the blades of 1,000 thick paper bags, the tips of her fingers feel like the belly of a red snapper. Her long braids swing like a pendulum keeping time as she sways back and forth, shifting her weight to please her swollen feet. She knows this rocking well. 8 babies, now grown, do too. Deep into a lifetime of nights, she sang a song that spoke of dulzura envuelto, the meaning lost somehow to this. And the water, number one, mixed with the broken back story of sugar I pour into the feeder, it's the only prayer I can utter. Gratitude for myself, relief for them, and for all of us, redemption soon.